Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very beautiful story about the Yetzer Hara. Now, you might say, how can you have a beautiful story about the Yetzer Hara? The Yetzer Hara is not beautiful. That's true. But the story is a beautiful story because the Yetzer Hara is something that we all have to deal with every single day, every single hour, and sometimes every single minute. And it's quite a challenge. The Yetzer Hara is very smart. The Yetzer Hara is very tricky. The Yetzer Hara is always working to cause us trouble, and we have to always be on guard. So the more we can learn about the Yetzer Hara and how to defend ourselves from the Yetzer Hara, that is the evil inclination, the better. Now, some people wonder, is the evil inclination against Hashem? And the answer is no, not at all. The evil inclination is created by Hashem. The evil inclination, Yetzer Hara, that is, and the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, and the Satan are all the same thing. And it is something which Hashem created in order to challenge us spiritually and thereby to make us stronger. And the metaphor for this is in sports. There is a sport called boxing. I don't know if you call it a sport. It's really kind of a strange thing. People hit each other and try to knock each other out. I don't know if it's really a sport or it's just something ridiculous. But anyway, in order to be a champion boxer, one has to practice a lot. And what every champion boxer does is he hires a sparring partner, somebody who he practices against. And now this sparring partner has to be a very good boxer. Very, very good boxer. Boxer meaning somebody that basically hits people. That's the sport. That's why I don't know if it's really a very good sport. But anyway, for the metaphor, we'll use it in order to learn. And if the champion does not have a good sparring partner, a good practice opponent, somebody that he could practice boxing against, then he'll never really get very good or he won't stay very good. He has to constantly practice against somebody who's really, really good at the sport. And the same thing is with us, that Hashem gives us the sparring partner, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, the Satan, and so forth, in order to really challenge us so that we should get really, really good at doing mitzvahs, very, very strong at doing mitzvahs, and really good at not listening to the voice inside of us that says to not do mitzvahs or to even do averus chas v'shalom. So that's the Yetzer Hara. And everybody probably knows by now that they have a Yetzer Hara, they have an evil inclination. And this evil inclination makes a lot of trouble and tries to trick us and get us to do averus, to do sins, and not to do mitzvahs. And this is a little story about a little boy who grew up to be a very special person. But when he was a little boy, he was not perfect. And sometimes he did not do the right thing, because he had a Yetzer Hara, just like all of us. And he sometimes listened to his Yetzer Hara, or at least it was very hard for him to not be tricked by his Yetzer Hara. And one time, that's what happened. He was misbehaving. His name actually was Rabbi Eliezer of Zikov. When he was a little boy, his father was Rav Naftali of Rupshitz, which is more of a famous name probably that you may have heard of. And he was misbehaving. And his father said to him, that's not good. It's not good that you misbehaved like that. The little boy said, it's not my fault. I have a Yetzer Hara that tries to tempt me. I have an evil inclination that's trying to get me to do things that are bad. So his father said to him, that's no excuse. In fact, you should take a lesson from the way the Yetzer Hara carries out his job, getting people to do averus, exactly like he was told. The Yetzer Hara has a job. Hashem created him and gave him a job. And he works very hard at his job. So the same thing is, you should work very hard at your job of being good. But the little boy said, it's true that the Yetzer Hara does a job very well. He works very hard. But it's not really fair to compare me to him, because the Yetzer Hara doesn't have a Yetzer Hara to trick him. The Yetzer Hara doesn't have a Yetzer Hara to keep him from doing what he's supposed to do. And that's the story. Now, this story is very cute, because we don't usually think of the Yetzer Hara as having a Yetzer Hara, of course. But this little boy was a very bright boy. And he used this as an excuse. He said, listen, you know, I have a Yetzirah that tries to trick me. The Yetzirah doesn't have a Yetzirah. So, of course, the Yetzirah always does what it's supposed to do, which is to try to trick me. And he never stops his work. But not fair comparison, because the Yetzirah doesn't have a Yetzirah. Very true, very true. But the truth is, and maybe this is what his father answered him, I don't know, that we have something that's much more powerful than the Yetzer Hara, and that is the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Tov is actually more powerful than the Yetzer Hara. The good inclination that we have, the one that tells us to do mitzvahs and to do what Hashem says, is actually more powerful than the Yetzer Hara. Now, the Yetzer Hara seems to be sometimes more powerful. It is actually powerful, but the Yetzer Tov is more powerful. And besides that, Hashem actually helps us. Hashem is helping us to defeat the Yetzer Hara. And this also is something that we have in addition, which the Yetzer Hara doesn't have, and that is free choice. You see, a Yetzer Hara doesn't have free choice. The Yetzer Hara is pre-programmed. It has to do what Hashem told it to do. It doesn't have a choice. It doesn't have free choice. It's like an angel. An angel simply does what it's supposed to do, just like a machine, a computer. A computer doesn't have free choice. It does what we program it to do. Animals don't have free choice. They do what Hashem programs them to do. Yetzer Hara doesn't have free choice. Only we have free choice. And that's something so precious that it outweighs all other factors. And also Hashem helps us to make the right choice. We have to do very hard work. But Hashem will help us. Hashem will help us if we are trying to do the right thing. Hashem will help us. And this also goes for bringing Mashiach, that the Yetzer Hara is trying to stop us from bringing Mashiach. The Yetzer Hara is constantly trying to get us to not do mitzvahs and to do things that are against Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. But we have free choice. We can always choose the right thing. We can always choose the right thing and do the right thing. And even though we may not ever get rid of our Yetzer Hara until Mashiach comes, but we can always defeat it. Minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. And in addition, we can also bring Mashiach quicker every single minute, every single hour, and every single day. Through learning extra Torah, through doing extra mitzvahs, especially having in mind the very important time that we live in which there's a very serious war, and we need all Jewish people to help. By learning extra Torah, doing extra mitzvahs, this helps our soldiers. And this helps bring us victory. May it happen immediately and lead to the Geula, Ruach Mashiach, immediately, if not sooner. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.